Have a great American with us today. We have Mr. Matt Kibbe from Freedom Works. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, I appreciate it. Tell me this, for our listeners, what does Freedom Works do, what is Freedom Works and what does it do?
Freedom Works is a national grassroots organization. Our job is to educate and engage citizens on the cause of lower taxes, less government, and more freedom.
That sounds like a noble cause to me. It's interesting. The left-wing media, they essentially say that the Tea Party was created by Freedom Works. Is that accurate?
I don't think that's accurate at all. We've been doing grassroots organization for over 20 years, and in a lot of ways, what has emerged as a Tea Party movement is a dream come true for a free market organization that believes that government goes to those who show up. And we've tried to support it every way we can, but that the left so wants to mischaracterize this movement as somehow being orchestrated from the top down, and they just don't understand the idea that citizens could voluntarily join together from the bottom up to take their country back.
Right. What is the matter with Congress? Why don't they get it? Why don't they understand that the American people are not going to put up with this? And the Tea Party is a great example. Why don't they get it, do you think?
Well, it's interesting that I think the Democrats, particularly the leadership, Pelosi and Reid and President Obama, have really marched their party off the cliff on the belief that the public wouldn't rise up against such a massive government takeover, not just in healthcare, but car companies and banks and everything else. And what's interesting about the Tea Party is we've really stolen the tactics from the left, showing up, protesting, making our voices heard. And when we do it, nobody pays us to do it. So the impact is so much bigger.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I was watching, I forget what show on TV, but they were showing the impact on Washington after the Tea Party rally there, and there was no garbage. I don't know if that was actually a Tea Party rally. It was Glenn Beck's rally, I guess, but no trash. They had another rally after that. The place was absolutely a mess. These are responsible Americans in the Tea Party that just want smaller government, and they just want less taxes. So I absolutely applaud what y'all are doing. Tell me how you see things unfolding in November.
Well, I think that for the same reason that the left doesn't understand the bottom-up organization of the Tea Party, I think that most of the establishment is going to be taken completely by surprise by the number of citizens that are going to show up, not just in Republican primaries, where we've seen the Tea Party have a profound impact, but on November 2nd as well. As I like to say, in the primary season, we had to discipline the Republican Party. I've even called it a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. But November 2nd is all about holding Democrats, particularly those who jammed the stimulus and the health care bill down our throats. It's time to hold them accountable.
Right. Let me ask you this: If we don't go back and take a majority in November, do you think it's too late?
I don't think it's too late, and I think you're already seeing the real impact of the Tea Party. Frankly, is not on Election Day. It's both all of the activities that have led up to Election Day, and more importantly, what's going to happen after Election Day. You're seeing the behavior of politicians like Olympia Snow, for instance. She's very worried about a primary challenge in 2012, and she has already publicly said that she will support an extension of the tax cuts for all Americans. And this is a bill, by the way, that she refused to support the first time around. So you're seeing a change in the behavior of politicians that has to be sustained, which is why we have to keep showing up. And this is how Washington works. You can't just elect good people. You have to understand that, left to their own devices, Washington will always corrupt politicians, and the only way to hold them accountable is from the outside.
So true. And I agree with you. I do think that we'll take back a majority in November. And the reason I ask you that question is I'd hate for the Republican Party or conservatives to get complacent and let the thought cross their mind and not going out and voting. It's just so important to go out and elect people that understand they work for us and we don't work for them. And I'd love to hear your comment on this. 70 congressmen and senators' names were listed as members. I saw it this morning on the Democratic Socialists of America. I mean, what is the malfunction with these people?
Well, what's happened is that the progressive movement, which you and I would call the socialist movement, the progressive movement has hijacked the Democratic Party over the last 20 to 50 years, depending on how far back you want to go. And my advice to the Tea Party movement is that, you know, it's Democrats are so far to the left today that our best opportunity is to take over the Republican Party in the same way. And it doesn't mean that you become a junior partner of the Republican Party. It means that you literally drive the agenda, redefine what can sometimes be an empty vessel. And that I think is what is why you see all this energy. And I personally think that you're going to see over 50 House seats picked up by Republicans. And that's going to be, and frankly, I think we have a real opportunity to have a much bigger turnover than we had in 1994.
Wow. I think we do. We're talking today to Matt Kibbe from Freedom Works. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Oh, outstanding. All right. One thing I noticed on your website, you mentioned Social Security, and I just kind of want to ask the question the way I've asked the question to a lot of different people before. Why do we have our head in the sand on Social Security as a country?
Well, it's a political class that has their head in the sand, and I think that, you know, one of the things that we have to come to terms with, and this is the very same decentralization that's driving the Tea Party movement, that top-down bureaucracies don't work that well, and they certainly don't work that well for retirement security. If you're 30 or 40 years old today and you're paying all these payroll taxes into a system that you know is not going to be there when you retire, you have to find a way to give people a choice. We've made this commitment to our seniors. We have to keep that. But you have to figure out a way to move from this defined benefit, which is just unsustainable over any long period of time, to a defined contribution that gives people more choices, more control, and frankly less dependency on the government, because they change the rules all the time. That the $2 trillion deficit we're running this year, that comes right out of the so-called Social Security Trust Fund.
So-called is the right terminology there, and the health care bill is another huge drain on us as taxpayers. You know, and I look at this health care bill, I can't find one thing that I think is a positive. Can you find one thing in the health care bill that you liked?
No, there's probably not a single sentence in there that's a step in the right direction.
You know, I look at that. I look at the financial reform bill, and the financial reform bill, as I'm sure you're aware, fixes everything that's not broken and doesn't fix what is broken. Let me do this. We're talking to Matt Kibbe from FreedomWorks. If folks want to contact you, make contributions, find out more about FreedomWorks, join FreedomWorks, how would they do that?
The best thing to do is to go to freedomworks.org. You can find my email, which is mkibbe@freedomworks.org, on there as well. And I would also recommend that people check out the book that Dick Armey and I just wrote called Give Us Liberty, a Tea Party Manifesto, and it talks about a lot of the things we're talking about today.
The book is Give Us Liberty, a Tea Party Manifesto, and they can purchase that at the website?
You can find it. We link to Amazon and all the online bookstores are. There's a number of places where you can pick it up.
All right. Check out that book. Check out the website. Mr. Kibbe, thanks so much for being with us. You've been a great guest.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care. Folks, we just got finished talking to Matt Kibbe from FreedomWorks. Obviously, a great American. Check out, what's that website address, David?
That is freedomworks.org.
FreedomWorks.